Hello, I'm James McGarry and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2324, recorded on Thursday the 15th of May 2025. Caroline Wood joins me, and together we will bring you local news, letters from the evening news, and our first feature, the local history spot, which this month tells us about the life of Norwich woman Amelia Opie. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, information desk, and a second feature celebrating 20 years of telling stories. At the end of this recording will be the May edition of Just Talk, and here is David Potten to tell you what's in store.
Hello, I'm David Potten. After this week's Chatterbox, you can listen to the May edition of Just Talk. We have got lots to offer you this month, with Galtina going through the menopause, David Clayton entering BBC training rooms, Sam Elmhurst off to Las Vegas, Matthew Taylor in the Royal Society of Arts, and music from Georgie Fame and national anthems. Add to this advice from Citizens Advice on Wills and from Vision Norfolk on smart speakers, plus the regular demanding quiz, and you might just need to take a break in the King's Head. Can you wait? Just Talk is going to follow just after Chatterbox.
Thank you, David. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. A Love Island TV star is a horse sanctuary's new ambassador. Fears for nearly 200 trees could be cut down to make way for new houses, and Travelodge falls behind schedule to turn city centre site into an hotel.
A horse-loving television personality is Red Wing's Horse Sanctuary's new ambassador. Olivia Bowen, who appeared on Love Island with her husband Alex Bowen in 2016, will be donating her time for free. The charity has sanctuaries in Norfolk. The businesswoman has two horses and often takes her family to Red Wing's Ada Cole Visitor Centre in Essex, where she lives. Miss Bowen said, "I first visited Red Wing's when I was a pony-obsessed little girl, and I am truly blown away by how hard the staff work day in and day out. Everyone knows I'm horse mad. My gorgeous girl Dolly, who is a 14-year-old Dutch warm blood, is my soul horse, and we brought Sausage home last year. She's a 6-year-old minicob cross, Welsh Section A, and Abel's new best friend." Red Wing staff said they are over the moon that her support is now official. Miss Bowen will be supporting the sanctuary's Strangles Awareness Week, which aims to teach horse owners how to prevent the contagious and potentially fatal disease.
Greater Anglia has been announced as the main sponsor of Norwich Pride 2025. The train company will take a leading role in the event's 17th anniversary on July the 26th. Lee Ivor Smith, Greater Anglia's Head of Customer Service South and Affinity Executive Sponsor, said, "We are proud to announce that Greater Anglia will be the main sponsor of Norwich Pride 2025. Greater Anglia will lead the city centre march with staff wearing colourful branded T-shirts. George Carey, chair of Greater Anglia's Affinity Group, said, "As the main sponsor of Norwich Pride 2025, we are really looking forward to spreading acceptance and joy across the city."
People living next to nearly 200 trees fear they could get the chop thanks to a huge housing development. A total of 194 trees could be felled during phase three of the White Rose Park housing development in Helston. Locals and councillors are concerned about how the development of the homes, the designs of which were submitted by Persimmon Homes to Broadland District Council in December, has put the trees at risk. Phase three of the project will see 138 new homes built behind Hercules Road as part of an overall 1,000-home development. Persimmon, who were contacted for comment, has faced criticism in the past for originally planning to fell 149 trees during phase two of the project. Plans for phases 4, 5, and 6 also emerged last year, which will see a further 400 homes built to the south of Drayton High Road. A community centre will also be built in the heart of the estate during this phase of the building work, behind a large area of sports pitches. Initial plans to build up to 1,000 homes in the former home of the Royal Norwich Golf Club first emerged in 2015. These were then approved in December 2016 and work began shortly after.
The East of England Ambulance Service Trust has announced plans to shut down two of its call centres, describing them as not up to modern control room standards. The NHS Trust currently runs three emergency operations centres, EOCs, located in Bedford, Chelmsford and Norwich. But at a board meeting, the organisation agreed to close down two of these sites and replace them with a single new centre in Essex. However, they agreed that the Norwich site, which is in Central Avenue, would be spared from closure as part of the move. A spokesman for the Trust said the board agreed, in principle, to retain the EOC at Norwich, to close the EOCs at Bedford and Chelmsford, and to invest in a new operations centre in Essex subject to a full business case. Donna Thomas, regional organiser of the GMB union, said it represents a potential threat to safety, particularly as the Trust is already failing on call wait times.
The multi-million pound transformation of a prominent city centre building is running behind schedule. The revamp of Chamberlain House in Guildhall Hill to convert the space into a new Travelodge started work in May last year. However, the 91-room renovation at the former Tesco Express supermarket has fallen behind initial timescales, according to the site's consultant. John Walker, consultant surveyor for Ward Hill Walker, said, "This is a major development and one of the largest additions to Norwich's hotel accommodation provision in decades. However, this is a very complex project, which is, unfortunately, running behind our original schedule. While we cannot give a definite opening date yet, we are working with Travelodge, their advisers, and a contractor to ensure that it's delivered as soon as possible."